Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Get your questions ready. We got Ask Maggie coming up at 5:30, where you can ask me anything. Send your questions in now at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Right now, I've got economist Dr. Benga Adjelori. He is the chief economist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We're dissecting Walmart's earnings call yesterday because in and amongst the gibberish are some really important things. Because if the world's largest retailer is now admitting in public they're passing along some of the terror of Donald Trump's tariffs to regular consumers, and that lower and middle income families are now not buying certain products and have to change their behaviors, it means that the tariff terror has come to your family's pocketbook. Don't believe the gibberish is indecipherable. It is actually pretty basic stuff, and Benga and I are here to help you understand. We're going to then take those last few snippets of this earnings call and tell you what that might portend for Wisconsin family farms and other small businesses. So Jacob, we've got three more cuts. I'm just going to take them one after another, and then Dr. Adjelori and I will tell you what they all mean. Let's take cut three.
And we expect merchandise category mix to continue to be a headwind. While the cost of goods backdrop remains fluid, it appears clearer directionally than a quarter ago, although still unsettled. We await final tariff resolution across some of our largest import markets.
No kidding. Cut four.
When we last released our earnings, we were roughly 3 weeks into this new tariff environment. I think I would argue very strongly that we've navigated that very well, both in terms of managing the impact on our financial statements, but also minimizing the impact to our customers and members.
I bet he managed the impact on the financial statements. And the final cut, cut five.
I was wondering if you could elaborate on the price changes that you started to make this quarter and the consumer response. Doug, I think you talked about maybe some elasticity at the item level that you were starting to see. And then how do we think about the general philosophy across categories? For example, I think it was notable that rollbacks and grocery being up 30% right now. Do you see opportunities to lean in on price, perhaps in certain categories, to, I guess, offset the inflationary pressure the consumer is seeing in other places? Thanks so much.
Yeah, from a business model point of view, the fact that we have businesses like advertising and membership growing obviously help with flexibility as it relates to when we decide to absorb part of a tariff cost increase.
Super fascinating. Benga, the highlights from those three cuts for you.
So the first one, that third first cut, I heard the word headwinds.
Yep.
And so headwinds, you know, translated to English is like, oh no, something bad's going to happen. That's a headwind. And so, and then he talked about something that I get into a little bit more, is this uncertainty.
Yes.
It talked about basically waiting on, I think it was like tariff certainty, but basically what they're talking about is they wanted all the trade deals to be done so they know what is the tariff for each of these countries. Because he said it's been off again, on again, up and down. So that you can't make decisions when you don't know what's settled. So getting to the point, like, hopefully that will get settled and then we know what to do. And then there's a lot of talk about category mix.
Yes.
And so it's like, oh, how do we shift what we sell, what we put out in terms of prices? And then I didn't quite catch it at the end, but he said something about these other businesses, the flexibility of these other businesses to help us in terms of the pricing. So it's like, it's not just Walmart as a grocery store, as a store to sell stuff, but Walmart has other businesses, which then they could kind of take the hit there so they don't have to big prices there. And so it's just fascinating to see the opportunities for them to adjust to this tariff, but ultimately prices are going to rise.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And Dr. Adjelori, would it be okay if you stuck around for a little bit after the bottom of the hour? Because I do want to relate this back to our family farms and small and medium-sized businesses here in Wisconsin. But I wanted to make some of these points because I think translating this stuff for people is so important. We expect merchandise category mix to continue to be a headwind, meaning trying to figure out what it is that they put on their shelves to keep their profits up. In other words, What are those products with inelastic demand curves? In other words, that you will continue to buy no matter how high the price gets, and shifting what they put on their shelves to products that continue to garner large demand, even if you've got some price increases. That's that, again, that merchandise category mix. Until we see tariff resolution across our largest import markets, he's talking about rising prices, and we don't know how high they're going to go until we see what the end state is. Cost of goods backdrop remains fluid while it remains clear directionally. What that means is the cost of goods that we sell to you, the American public, is going up, and we have no idea how high those will actually end up. Again, it's fascinating here, this talking about minimizing impacts to our financial statements and customers. It means, yes, we will engage in creative booking of things on our statements to keep profits high for our shareholders while still trying to ensure that customers have high demand. And again, you heard elasticity coming up. Changes to offset the inflationary pressure consumers are seeing in other categories. You're going to triage your products and the price levels that you can sell those product at to keep customers in your stores and profits high. And you will look to these other business lines, just as Dr. Edgelori said, to continue to have high profits. If this is happening at Walmart, financial statement management, product mix realignment, pressuring their supply chains to keep it low, absorbing where they could, but now they're passing it on to the cost and the detriment of middle and lower income families. It is going to crush family farms and small businesses. Dr. Edgelori is going to stick around for a little bit longer. We'll explain why after these brief messages, and then we'll have another round of Ask Maggie. Stay tuned. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.